Like, if you really give yourself the gift of this new default mode, that every trigger, it's happening for you, not to you. Every trigger is for your healing. Every trigger is about giving you an opportunity to let go of the false beliefs of the past, to no longer be held back by these fears that are not authentically you. You've gotten great at divine working, but what about divine living? Welcome to the Divine Living Podcast. I'm your host, Gina DeVee. You're not alone in wanting more. And here at the Divine Living Podcast, you can expect to be part of conversations from women like us who unapologetically dream big and are obsessed with manifesting our most fabulous lives. The conversation starts now. Alrighty, Queen, what is up and how are you today? I am really, really peacefully coming to you today to talk about the subject of triggers. That's right. You know, that time when we're not feeling so peaceful, when we're not feeling ourselves, when all we're doing is seeing red and feeling our blood boil. And usually if we're in full-blown trigger, we're either making ourselves wrong or someone else wrong, and we're ping-ponging back and forth and back and forth, and it becomes this vicious cycle that is anything but queenly. And I can tell you so many stories about triggers I've been in, but today I really want to talk about overcoming them. I think it's pretty obvious that we are all humans, that we all have core wounds that from time to time get touched on and then just have us literally full-blown go into trigger. And I believe that the more that we talk about normalizing this experience, we will more quickly gravitate towards tools to get us into a better place. Because most of us know about the power of our mind. We know that it's mind over matter. We know the power of brain training. I write about it a lot in my book, The Audacity to Be Queen. We know that we get what we focus on and that you can think and grow rich, or your mind, your thoughts create your reality. Thoughts become things. And when we're in a trigger, what happens is we just go into an unconscious reaction that is a default. It's old stuff. It stems from core wounds. And sadly, society does not, in general, function from spiritual principle. It functions from a fear-based principle and an overly masculine dynamic, and therefore has taught us to be in reaction and to do and think and feel most of the things that is not the way the universe is set up to support us in. So here's the premise. Everything is happening for us, not to us. And it can be really hard when we're in those painful situations and dynamics and the hurts that feel like these betrayals and injustices and just wrongs with a capital W. It's hard to like sit there and kind of sip your lemonade and be like, well, it's happening for me, not to me. You know, I'm just thinking about a recent trigger of mine that it's like, I didn't go to the full-blown dark side that I used to because I've done a lot of work in this area, but I definitely went straight into trigger. And so on a scale of 1 to 10, normally my triggers are like a 47. This one, it was like a 4. It was still there. I was still in it. I was hooked in it, but it wasn't overtaking me. And part of the blessing of being a queen and really not just learning new concepts, but actually applying what we've learned lets us deepen the awareness so that we lessen the negative experience. And so what I've done, and I hope this is of help to you, is that I have trained myself so that the automatic response when something happens is I'm not so enlightened that when something happens that I don't like, that I'm like, awesome. But I have been able to train myself where I don't make others wrong. I try not to make myself wrong. I mean, when I say I don't make others wrong, I don't make it about them. I can be very judgmental when I'm stuck in the trigger. But I really go straight to, this is happening for me, not to me. This is happening for me, not to me. So I'm thrilled this is happening because, and I will dig and I will search. Sometimes meditation will move me out of it and it will have me get the awareness. Sometimes journaling will do the same. However, when it's a core wound, when it really goes deep, I certainly am like dialing any of the coaches or healers or mentors that I work with, because I don't expect myself to do surgery on myself. I let myself be taken care of. I let myself be mentored. And I'm really, really committed, no matter how angry I am or resentful, really committed to getting to the truth. Because I have trained myself that this is happening for me, not to me. And I firmly do believe that every single thing that happens in our life, whether it's joyful or frustrating or whatever the emotion is that we attach to it or that we assign to it, that when the painful emotions come up, it is for my healing. So I had a situation come up recently that really annoyed me, that I felt like I had dealt with this so many times and I didn't want to deal with it again, but you would have to just be completely unconscious to not get the pattern that this was in my life. So I knew, rather than going into the depths of the pain, like I had always done in the past, I knew that this was coming up at this particular time in my life for a reason. And I knew that the reason it was coming up was for my healing. Now, I didn't know what the healing was, and I couldn't get to a place of peace on my own, but at least that much I was committed to. And so the first thing that I did right in this situation was not react, meaning I didn't react to the other person. I did not pick up the phone and send that text. And I really became committed to not needing to be right, but really desiring to be happy more than I needed to be right. I really became committed to graduating from this lesson, from this chronic cycle that I would see myself in. It used to happen on a much more regular basis, and now it's dissipated. So it shows up once a year or so, but it still shows up once a year. And that I was so committed to ending. So if you even let yourself catch that and like honor yourself for being a queen, really get that, like, you don't even have to have it all figured out, or you don't even need to know the answer. But if you don't react and create more damage, and you are firmly planted in getting the lesson, you know what you have done right there? Like right then and there, you have killed Little Miss Perfect. You have killed the lower level archetype in you that holds you back, that needs you to be right or to look good, to be safe or to feel deserving in the world. Like, this is enormous freedom. This is massive progress. If you are more committed to the healing and more committed to the answer than you are looking good, sounding perfect, being right, queen, that is so much growth. That is so much progress. And I want you to congratulate yourself for that. You know, so much about being a queen is experiencing the joy and the fruits that come from emotional maturity. I mean, why are we doing all this work on ourselves in the first place if we don't start gaining some of the benefits? And it's progress over perfection. You don't have to always nail it. You don't always have to figure it out and get it right. But really honoring yourself on the journey that you're not where you used to be. You're not who you were a year ago with this particular issue. And we all have these core wounds that trigger us, but we don't have to live with them forever. And healing is a journey. And I can see that even though on these particular core wounds of mine, they're not all gone, obviously, but they have lessened significantly. And for that, I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God that by grace that I've grown that much. I'm grateful to myself for doing the work and seeing it through. And I'm grateful for the knowledge from all the teachers that I've had to have the level of self-awareness that has gotten me to this place. And so I want you to acknowledge yourself on the journey too. Like, you're taking the courses and you're showing up and you're doing the journaling and you're like looking for all kinds of, reading the books, looking for ways to better yourself. And you are not who you were at this time last year. You're so much more grounded, at peace, self-aware, doing so much less overthinking and spinning. And I imagine so much less needing to look perfect or sound good, and far more committed to the path as well. So that deserves an applause in and of itself. So now let's take it a step further. Like, if you really give yourself the gift of this new default mode, that every trigger, it's happening for you, not to you. Every trigger is for your healing. Every trigger is about giving you an opportunity to let go of the false beliefs of the past, to no longer be held back by these fears that are not authentically you. They're not you in your queenhood. They're not you in your power. They're not you in your glory. And it's nothing that God and the universe have designed for you. These are conditioned thoughts and beliefs and stuff that's come from other people, but not from your soul and not for your destiny. So there's so much peace, even when you don't know the answers, that come from just knowing, like, okay, I'm in trigger and my healing is coming to me. Like this is here for this reason. This is here for a purpose. Because when I didn't have that as a default, I would self-manufacture even more pain. I remember like a painful situation would happen and I would go and react, and then I would create a 2-day, 2-week, sometimes 2-month detour for myself, spinning, being in reaction, creating judgment, and all this toxic stuff that was what I thought I had to do to survive. I thought that, quote unquote, processing it incessantly, which wasn't processing it. It was just reliving and reenacting and re-going through things and reinvigorating all those neurological pathways that then would continue to make it my reality and would have me attract even more of those circumstances that I didn't want in my life to happen. And when you say, okay, thank you for this experience, I don't know what it's about exactly. I'm observing that I'm in pain. I'm observing that I'm in judgment. I'm observing that I'm, and then whatever the feelings are, I'm angry, I'm hurt, I'm feeling betrayed, disrespected, whatever it is, that is so powerful. And when you acknowledge where you're at, then you can start asking the better questions. Then you can start moving to the higher places. Again, when it's a core wound, I highly, highly recommend you get to a mentor who can help you facilitate this process. I literally just got out of 2 back-to-back sessions. It happened as an error. I thought they were going to be on different days and I realized I misscheduled them myself. But there are no mistakes and or coincidences. The universe had this designed that I booked 2 2-hour sessions with 2 different healers back-to-back. So I basically had this like mini 1-day and half-day intensive for myself. And it's like, I'm free of my trigger. And I got to a place of healing and love and understanding for myself and the other person, which my trigger has nothing to do with the other person anyways. And I remember I walked downstairs and I said to Glenn, I'm like, you know, when you see me in trigger and you don't want to listen to me, just like complain about whatever just happened that I'm in trigger about, I highly recommend you remind me to go call these people even sooner. And I think sometimes women, we can be really hard on ourselves and think that we got to figure it out on our own or be cheap with ourselves by not investing in getting the level of support that just, it's like, boom. And like 4 hours later, I am completely clear, completely free, feeling so light, so supported, so much more self-aware. Oh, and did I mention I'm no longer throwing psychic daggers at this other person who I was triggered that into thinking or feeling had harmed me? It's everything good happens from anchoring into it's happening for me, not to me. Like, go for the healing, go for the awareness. And when you do the deep dive, first of all, you totally get that that person was just an angel messenger sent to you so that you could become aware of this area that you weren't aware of. You know, it's like when you're going, you get a massage and you're aware of the kink in the left side of your neck that's like really hurting you, but you're not aware of, I don't know, something else in your lower back, let's say. And then when the massage therapist is working, then like they get to that knotted place and you weren't even aware how painful it was. You weren't even aware of the pain that you were holding and carrying in your body. And I know that's exactly what happened for this recent trigger with me. Like, first of all, it's chronic. It's a core wound. So it's stuff that I have talked about and looked at and seen and worked on and processed and done so many sessions of all types over and over and over and over again. So I kind of thought that I was done with it. And I wasn't done. I was further along down the journey, but I wasn't done. And God knew this and wants me to be strong and clear because we are all going to the next level. And at the next level, we can't be carrying this baggage. We can't be the woman we were who was broken or feeling confused or being in any form of the fear or the hiding or the not good enough stuff. Like, we have got to let go and heal from and strengthen from all of this stuff so that we can be of greatest service at the next level, so that we can show up and shine and live our best lives and live in the glory, not weighted down, not, you know, tripping ourselves up over our own stuff and just being the empowered, amazing humans that we are, fulfilling our potential, our destiny, so that we can really contribute in the way that we were meant to the lives that we were meant to. So it's like this trigger came up and I didn't even know it was there. And that's why it's a gift. So when we program ourselves to start really getting like, wow, I'm so loved that the universe put this situation into my life, unbeknownst to me, I didn't even realize that I needed it. I didn't even know to ask for it. And I'm so loved that the universe is showing me the areas that I need to and can heal that I wasn't even aware needed to happen, all so I could be lifted up. All so that I could shine like the star that I am. That is some seriously exciting news. And we don't need to be resentful. We don't need to be in fear. We don't need to be in lack. We don't need to be in judgment. Like, we get to live from this sparkly, clean, so much more developed place. And I think that when we're there, it's like this kind of confidence and this kind of inner peace. This is the experience that makes life really worth living. It's like feeling like emotionally fit, like you're like comfortable in your own skin. And you know that, okay, it's not like it's not going to happen again. Of course it will, but you're going to be so much more equipped and you're going to handle it differently and you're going to handle it more quickly. And you're just going to like take the lessons and go. And you're almost going to almost ask for it, right? Like, doesn't it make you want to say a prayer that, not that we're like poking the dragon here, but that we are so committed to shining our light in the world in the way that only we can, that we ask for situations and people and circumstances to be brought to us so that we can learn whatever lessons we need to, so that we can let our light shine the most? I mean, when you come at it from that point, you don't need to be afraid. You don't need to be in fear and you don't need to be in reaction. You do get to get your lessons and get the help that you deserve to navigate through what can be really challenging and difficult times. But I've found that those challenging and difficult times, they are so much shorter, so much less dark, and become so much sweeter as a result of being committed to this process that I've just shared here with you. So again, I'm not a big believer in going and looking for things too heavily. I really do believe that the universe will show us what it is we need to see. And I want you to know that who you are, it's awesome. Who you are is great. And we all have been programmed with something a little bit different than that script exclusively. We've been programmed that, and it's all living in the unconscious. You know, we've been programmed on some level that we're less than, or that we're not worthy, or that we need to be afraid of success, or that we might lack in some form if certain things happen. And I just want this to be the reminder that when we are spiritually aligned and spiritually connected, there is no lack. There is everything powerful. There is everything abundant. There is everything that can be healed. There is everything strong. There is everything beautiful. So that's true within us, and it's also true within others as well. We show up less than who we really are, and I want us to love ourselves anyways. And other people show up less than who they really are, and it's our opportunity to love them in their truth anyways. We get to be visible. We get to set boundaries. We get to say no. We get to become unavailable for taking on other people's stories and stuff. It's okay to disappoint other people if you're living in your truth. You get to not need to be all things to all people. And I think that the more that we allow this level of humanness and love in, it's just life gets so much easier and more vibrant, more fun, and actually more connected. And I think that that's what ultimately we're all craving in the first place. Deeper connection, deeper joy, deeper gratitude, and a deeper experience in relationship of really being seen and heard and really seeing and hearing others as well. So let's wrap this with a prayer so that if you're in a trigger right now, that you can get to this place of peace and safety and understanding. And if you're not in trigger right now, you'll at least have this to come back to so that next time you're in one, you'll have the tools to get out of it super quick. Dear God, we surrender in this moment. We surrender our humanness. We surrender our hurts. We surrender our insecurities. We surrender the other person involved in this trigger. We surrender anything that feels unjust, disrespectful, any sense of resistance, betrayal, disappointment, all of it. We place all these fears in your hands, as we know that fear does not come from you. And we exchange all of this darkness and these fears and these toxic emotions. And instead, we replace them with gratitude. We shift into not needing to have the answers, but being thankful that you are bringing us an awareness, that there are loving lessons that you want us to get so that we can be the queens that you created us to be. And any need that we have to hold on to being right, looking perfect, getting in the last word, making someone else wrong, we let all of that go. Because we remember in this moment, with you, all things are possible. And it is possible to find the solution that comes from you. And that is what we seek. And that is what we crave today. We know that we can't solve our problems from the same level of thinking we were at when we created them. And so spiritually, we ask that you lift us up in consciousness. option A and option B. They're just a ping pong of no-win situations. Or asking for the higher level of option C. What's the solution? What's the most loving answer? What's the right response that takes great care of everyone involved, including me, including the other person? I'm asking for a breakthrough. I even understand that this current situation has nothing to do with this current situation or even the other person. This goes back a long way. Core wound into childhood. And so I'm asking you to bring me into the awareness that I need to see. What have I unconsciously been available for? And what do I need to become unavailable for so that the situation never happens again, or if it does, that I have a completely different experience of it? Help me connect the dots. Show me what the family dynamics are and give me the courage to be visible in a loving way. Show me how to be brave so I can be there for myself. Set healthy boundaries and be really compassionate and empathetic for the other person as well. I ask that you heal me. Show me this lesson. Let me learn it once and for all. I'm ready to graduate. I'm ready to get strong in this area. You promised, and the weak will become strong. I am asking what has been such a weak area in my life, the area that I've been so blind to. I'm asking that you make this one of the strongest areas in my life. Thank you for your love. Thank you for these lessons. Thank you for creating my life. Thank you for the grace of this healing so that I can graduate and get to the next level, so that I can contribute and shine your light within me in an even bigger, brighter, more spectacular way. And so it is. I hope that this has been a great blessing in your life today, that you're feeling at peace and loved and feeling like you've got the tools to get out of triggers. If you would like to get more queen training, more queen support, I'm going to invite you to come on over to divineliving.com/audacity. That's where you're going to find the companion course for my book, The Audacity to Be Queen. And in there, you're going to see videos. There's going to be workbooks. There's going to be all kinds of other positive programming and super cool lessons that are going to support you in all things queen. And always, I love seeing what you got out of the most from this podcast today. So screenshot this and tag me on Instagram. Let me know what that number one takeaway was. And I will look forward to seeing you next time. Hey, Queen, I hope you loved this episode as much as I loved sharing it with you. And if you want to connect more and be the first to know what's coming up in all things Gina DeVee and the world of divine living, text me. My number is 1-310-421-0704. That's 310-421-0704 if you live in the United States or Canada. Once I put your number in my contacts, get ready to receive motivation, queen tips, BTS, sneak peeks, and all the good stuff right in your texts.